Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Protesting David Letterman.
Well, I like Jay Leno. Leno is a class act. I've watched him off and on through the years.
At least Jay Leno had interesting people. This schmuck has nobody. You know what schmuck means in Jewish?
How do you feel about Jay Leno?
I don't watch, I only watch Fox News Channel.
They were fascists, they were communists.
Thank you.
They were totalitarian.
Hey,
shall we talk about his son? I believe his son was born out of wedlock. I believe there's a term for that.
Is someone making jokes about his child? Especially, you know, when he had a daughter out of wedlock himself. How dare he? When he has a bastard son and a slut for a wife.
Wake up! Socialism is evil! Socialism is evil.
Where were you guys?
You think you're so smart. You think you know so much.
Enough is enough!
Close the borders. Close everything down for 20 years. Clean your house, and you'll see how this economy will come back.
Keep children safe from David Letterman's mouth. He will rape them with his mouth. He is a child abuser. He is a verbal pedophile.
Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, October 20th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, growing teeth in your ear, plus mommy's piss-soaked underwear, and slipping a finger in a horse hole. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes! Tim Henson with you, back for the Wednesday edition of DV. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great program for you. I think I found my new favorite YouTuber. And I have a sneaking suspicion he's going to be your favorite too. I think he's like German. His username is Feinstrumphosenkerl or something like that. He only has 3 videos, but I'm hoping that'll change. In each of the videos, he is shirtless, exposing his breasts. And I shouldn't even say breasts. They're udders. What he has are ginormous nipples. Now, I'm not talking about the circular, like, areola area. The actual nipple is, like, jetting out. And in every video, he's twisting and tugging at them. Here is Fine Strump and Curl, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Are you thirsty?
Okay. Let's hear that again.
Are you thirsty?
No.
I want to breastfeed you here on these big nips.
They are really long. I wish you would take a ruler to it.
And watch how you suck me dry.
You can't produce sweet, sweet booby juice. You're a man! A man!
And watch how you suck me dry. Look here. All for you.
Yes, all eyes are on your nips.
Come on if you're thirsty.
He makes some good noises there. Of course, I wanted to check out the comments. Most of them are like, no, I do not want to suck your boobs. And someone else said, I'm laughing so fucking hard. But then, Trendy Centaur writes in, will you send me a message about how you got your nips to grow like that? And this guy, Fen Strumpel Hosenkerl, replies, my nips get milked almost every day by my milking machine. And then in parentheses, he says, vacuum pump. He calls that his milking machine. But I use nipple clamps, too. I'm doing this for years, and my nips are now so huge, bigger than women's nips. There you go. Just use a vacuum pump, some nipple clamps, and in no time, some udders will sprout out of you. Here's a little more from the guy.
Oh, I breastfeed you.
Really wants those nips sucked.
That feels good.
Again, I hope this guy starts posting more on YouTube because me likey. Moving on, I've got a new Glenn Miller radio spot. I think this is new. Who knows? For those of you who don't know who Glenn Miller is, he's running for the U.S. Senate as a write-in candidate. He's part of the racist party. But what's notable about Glenn is that he has actually produced radio spots that are airing in his home state, and they're very offensive. I actually talked to Glenn Miller, as I've mentioned before. As a matter of fact, I just left a message for him on his answering machine telling him to call into the voicemail line, give us an update, or better yet, maybe we could do a follow-up interview. And because I'm worried about him. I haven't heard much from Glenn, and I'm worried about his campaign. The elections are just a few days away, right? I don't know. Is that what... Is he campaigning for this election? I don't know. But anyways, yeah, so, you know, if he is, he needs all the help he can get, and so I hope he will come on the program. At any rate, here is a Glenn Miller radio spot.
Hey, white man. Millions of young white men have been raped by racist blacks in prison.
All right. I love it because he's turning the table. It's not white people who are racist. It's the black people who are raping us in prison who are racist.
Hey, white man, millions of young white men have been raped by racist blacks in prison. Hundreds of thousands more are raped by blacks each year.
Yeah, something needs to be done. Why do these black people hate us so much?
Hundreds of thousands more are raped by blacks each year. Google prison rapes for proof.
I did Google prison rapes. And who knew it was such a popular gay sexual fantasy? By the way, did you know prisons now allow lube in your cells? I guess prison officials wisely figured out if, you know, someone wants to rape another person, it's going to happen, regardless if they have lube or not. The lube is really just there for the victim. It makes it just a little less excruciating. All right, let's finish up with this ad here.
Google prison rapes for proof. Blacks protect each other, whites don't. It's the same everywhere. Let's unite.
That's why blacks say, you my nigga. You my nigga. We don't say stuff like that to other white people. You're my cracker.
Let's unite and fight.
Yeah, that's right. Blacks are united. Black power.
Let's unite and fight back. Go to WHTY.org.
Whitey.
Paid for by the committee to elect write-in candidate Glenn Miller to the U.S. Senate. Margaret Miller, Treasurer. This is Glenn Miller, and I approve this message.
Speaking of candidates, holy shit, I've said it before, I always say we're fucked as a species, but we're also fucked as a country, because the candidates this election season are really off the fucking chain. Do you remember when the nuttiest candidate we had to worry about was Ross Perot, and we thought he was, you know, batshit crazy? Now it just seems like we're picking up schizophrenic homeless people off the streets. At least he has good verbal skills. He's talking to that dead rat he picked up. Keeps referring to it as mom. But anyways, here is a candidate. I guess this is for governor of New York. Take a listen.
I represent the rent is too damn high party.
All right, first of all, that is not a party. That's you. That you are the only member of that party. And as far as parties go, it doesn't sound like that one's a whole lot of fun.
I represent the rent is too damn high party. People are working 8 hours a day and 40 hours a week in some third job. Women can't afford to take care of their children, feed their children breakfast, lunch, and dinner. My main job is to provide a roof over your head, food on the table, and money in your pocket. This is politics as usual. Playing a silly game, and it's not going to happen. The rent too damn high movement, the people I'm here to represent can't afford to pay their rent. They're being laid off right now as I speak. They can't eat breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Listen, someone's stomach, child's stomach just growled. Did you hear it? You gotta listen like me.
Okay.
Let's talk about the issue. People can't afford to pay their rent.
30 seconds.
Just because you can point out problems doesn't mean you're right for, running for office. That's what's happening. No one is coming up with solutions. They're just pointing out shit. People can't afford dinner anymore. People can't afford their rent. That's wrong. Taxes are too high. Government's too big. There should be a rule where you're not allowed to talk about problems before you talk about solutions. Like you'd say, I am going to cut Medicare spending by mandating the euthanization of elderly people over the age of 65. Therefore, we will not need Medicare, thus saving us billions and billions of dollars. Because, and then here comes the problem, old people are the worst and they stink. The modern candidate would start with that and end with that. Old people are the worst. They stink. We should really do something about it. Wah. Come up with some solutions first. Tell me why we should be doing this. All right. Or more importantly, how. All right. Let me get off my soapbox here. Let's continue on with the rent is too damn high candidate.
You gotta listen like me.
Okay.
Let's
Mr.
talk
McMahon?
About the issue.
Mr.
People can't
Mr.
afford
Cuomo,
to pay their rent.
30 Stop. Seconds for you, sir.
Rent is too damn high. as a karate expert, I will not talk about anyone up here.
Of course he's a karate expert.
Because our children can't afford to live anywhere. Nowhere. There's nowhere to go. Okay. Once again, why?
It's the same damn shit he said, he talked about the first time.
You said it. The rent is too damn high.
Thank you, Mr. McMillan.
He's got the crowd on his side, that's for sure.
Mr. Cuomo.
First, I'm with Jimmy. The rent is too damn high.
Rent too damn high, part of you. If you want to marry a shoe, I'll marry you.
Wait a second. What was that? Marry a shoe?
Rent too damn high, part of you. If you want to marry a shoe, I'll marry you.
Maybe that was in response to a gay marriage question. Look, if you want to marry a shoe, you marry a shoe. I don't give a damn. The rent is too damn high. That's what I'm concerned about. All right. I've got a short little, I wouldn't say blooper, but it's a very amusing clip from Jeopardy. Take a listen.
Mary Beth Schatz is from Houston, Texas, prayed for snow on her wedding day.
Yes, I did.
Why?
I love snow and I don't get to see it much in Houston, so I pray for snow. It was 32 degrees and no snow on my wedding day, but I had 8 inches on my honeymoon.
She had 8 inches on her honeymoon, but I'm pumped.
No snow on my wedding day, but I had 8 inches on my honeymoon. So we went to Tennessee. So
that's not a bad deal.
No.
So you sort of got what you were looking
That's
for.
That's right.
Good.
Alex. Finally, before we get into the news today, I've got a black man playing Madden on Xbox, and he's very proud of his team.
This is why I say I'm one of the hardest niggas in Madden. I have one of the most best offense in Madden history. Look at this shit. Look at that nigga. Greg Genius caught that shit. He's probably the last play of the game. But, dog, earlier, though, the nigga broke his fucking leg. How is he running with a broken leg?
Yeah.
Look at this nigga holding this shit, though. Dog, he put the team on his back. Dog, let's go inside.
I haven't played any of the Madden games in 10 years or something like that. I didn't know you could play. Like, the guys will play with broken legs and shit?
Look at this nigga holding this shit, though.
Video games are so lifelike now.
Look at this nigga holding this shit, though. Dog, he put the team on his back. Dog, let's go inside the mind of a Greg Jennings. Dog, I gotta do this shit. I put a team on my fucking back, though. My leg broke. I don't know how the fuck I'm running right now, though. I'll do this shit for Madden.
Do you hear my dog in the background? He's sneezing.
Oh, shit. Darren Sharper. One of the most hardest hitting safeties in the league. But I put the team on my back, dude.
He is so into this.
Fuck it. You can't stop me. Cross the plane. Touchdown. Greg Jennings. 49-20, man. Fuck with me. Fuck you, Gumby.
All right. Fuck you, Gumby. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Yes, if you are not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. Support Distorted View. Help us out. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. When you sign up, you help ensure that this program will continue on for a long, long time. Plus, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Even better, we do extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts throughout the week. So you get a lot of exclusive content. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. I'm about done asking nicely. I'm going to have to start getting physical with you guys about signing up for this goddamn shit. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Connecticut and was sent in by DV listener Diabetic Elf. All right. Shelton, Connecticut is where this story comes from. Shelton man has been arrested for sexually assaulting a horse. Uh-huh. At approximately 6:15 p.m. Monday. See, that's during daylight hours. Ballsy. Police were dispatched to Partridge Lane on a report of an unknown male inappropriately touching a horse. The complainant reported that the male appeared to be touching the horse in a sexual manner, and the horse appeared to be in pain. So, I'm gathering from that last sentence that the guy was fingering the horse's asshole. Asshole. I mean, the horse wouldn't be in pain if the dude was jerking it off, right? Officers arrived on the scene and located the male, identified as 63-year-old Marion Weigel. He was still in the corral, probably wrist-deep in horse anus. Yes, Weigel stated that he was comforting the horses that were scared by a loud noise. A couple things. I want you to try this method out to see if it's legit. If you have a girlfriend and she gets freaked out by something, maybe she sees a bat or a mouse and she's screaming, "Oh my God!" Just stick your dick in her ass and see if that shuts her up. At least it might make her forget about the bat momentarily. And that's probably what this guy was doing, I would think. I don't know. All right, so yes, Weigel stated that he was comforting the horse that were scared by a loud noise. Again, who are you? Why are you around these horses, though? We don't know you, sir. Weigel stated that he may have inadvertently put his fingers inside one of the horses. You're comforting a horse, and a finger or two slips in. There were three horses in the corral, but only the one female horse appeared to be touched. He's not into gay shit. Come on. The homeowner called a vet who inspected the horses. Weigel was arrested and charged with cruelty to animals, sexual assault, fourth degree, criminal trespass, third degree, and breach of peace, second degree. Weigel was released after posting a $500 bail and was given a court date of November 1st. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Washington. A 59-year-old Richland man who called his elderly mother his meal ticket admitted Thursday that over the years he failed to provide appropriate medical care and often left her covered in urine and feces. Ta-da! Jerry Robert Sharp was sentenced in Benton County Superior Court to 6 months in jail for his guilty plea to second-degree criminal mistreatment with domestic violence. Sharp was charged in June with engaging in a pattern of behavior that recklessly created an imminent and substantial risk of death or great bodily harm to his mother. Ooh, what did he do? I'm interested. Some of the allegations are that he did not provide a clean, safe, or habitable residence, clean clothes, help with washing or changing soiled undergarments, proper food and water, and needed prescriptions or medicine. He also pleaded guilty to misdemeanor harassment in an unrelated case and was ordered to serve 6 months for threatening his nephew with a hammer during a fight. Peter Gabriel, we don't need you. The man allegedly told... No! It's bad! Stop it! Where's my spray bottle? Get back in the corner. I'm gonna have to lock him in the laundry room. He can't be around me. That's all there is to it. He doesn't listen. Bad. Bad, Peter Gabriel. All right. Finishing up with the story here, or did we just start this thing? Where am I at? A Richland police officer responded to the Sharp home in October 2008 for a call about a disturbance. A neighbor who overheard an argument between Francis and Jerry Sharp reportedly had become concerned about her health and welfare. Once inside the home, the officer immediately became overwhelmed, but say it with me, by the smell of urine coming from her. Oh, God. And noticed that her clothes appeared dirty and probably stinky, too. The officer also noted that Jerry Sharp's clothes appeared unwashed. A check of police records showed that since 2004, the department had received 43 calls related to that home. 14 of those calls were for welfare checks on Francis, or for some type of disturbances involving her and her son. The officer found that the incidents appeared to be escalating. The same officer went to the home in June 2009 to arrest Jerry on an unrelated charge. While standing on the front lawn, the officer was again overwhelmed by the smell of urine, while another officer gagged from the smell. The couch in the home reportedly had rotted out from urine, and Sharp placed a piece of cardboard on the couch so his mom could continue to sit there. Sharp told police that his mother was his meal ticket, and if she were removed from his home, he would have nowhere to live. Okay. Police also found rotting dog food on the living room floor, a filthy kitchen floor, and feces stains on sheets in Francis's bedroom. Oh, and on the floor, from the bedroom to a bathroom. A trail of shit. Adult Protective Services was called in to check on her. She was taken to a hospital and medically cleared. She seems to be mentally aware of what was happening to her. Denied any problems at home and insisted that her son took good care of her. Well, Adult Protective Services were called in again on March 2010 by a family member who said Sharp would start drinking at noon and became so intoxicated that he was unable to care for his mother. So the mom just isn't this guy's meal ticket, she's also his beer ticket. I can see why he'd want to keep her around. Free booze, man. Sharp has been ordered to have no contact with Adams for 2 years. So there you go. And finally today, for over 30 years, Stephen Hurst was in constant pain and partially deaf because of an excruciating earache. That is all in the past now, after doctors found a tooth lodged in the former miner's ear. What? Now Stephen can sleep unhindered by the intense headaches that plagued him. But medical staff remain mystified as to how the fuck a tooth came to be jammed in the 47-year-old's ear canal. Especially as he had had all of his teeth taken out some time ago. Well, I mean, if they're not in his head, the greater the chance one could be misplaced. You see what I'm saying? If it's stuck inside your mouth, the teeth aren't going anywhere. The second you pull them out with pliers and they're loosey-goosey all over the place, one could find their way into an ear hole. Sure, why not? Ah, not bad, right? The man first complained of pain in his right ear when he was a teenager and was forced to attend countless hospital appointments in an attempt to discover the cause of his mystery condition. Quote, "I've been plagued by earaches since I was around 14, he said. The pain wouldn't go away and I couldn't concentrate because it was always there. I used to use a lot of cotton wool and cotton buds and was prescribed antibiotics because I was always getting infections. When I was younger, I used to just sit and bang my head on the wall because it hurt that much, which is probably making the tooth burrow its way further into his ear canal. Not a smart move, sir. All right, I would be screaming in pain. That's not exaggerating. It was a sharp jabbing pain. It's a jagged tooth, probably. And it just wouldn't go away. I've lost a count of times I've been examined, but no one spotted the tooth. I went again and again to the ear, nose, and throat clinic. I don't know why, but they never came across the tooth. Probably because they weren't looking. You typically don't look for teeth in ears. I decided to have one last try to sort it out, and I booked an appointment at the Royal Hampshire Hospital in Sheffield. They were determined to get to the bottom of the problem. The nurse put a suction tube in my ear and cleaned it thoroughly. Then she had a go with a microscope probe, and finally she used some tweezers and got it out. Ta-da! The dude says he is going to keep the tooth as a souvenir. He added, I can hardly hear anything in my right ear. The eardrum has disintegrated. But the main thing is the earaches has now cleared up completely. It's absolutely brilliant. Why the tooth wasn't spotted all those years, I will never know, but I'm just grateful to the hospital staff for finding the tooth now. Better late than never. His wife Denise added, Stephen has suffered from earaches and infections ever since I've known him. It's marvelous that after all these years, he has been cured. It's an amazing story. I don't know if amazing is the right word, but there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, this is your opportunity to speak to me directly with a worldwide audience of hundreds to hear your voice.
Hey, Timmy Boo. I was just calling to let you know. I was listening to, hell, I don't know. They're all the same. I don't know what day it was. But anyway, you were talking about the kid's brain that was left at the morgue and our little girly friend saw it and freaked out.
Yeah.
Actually, just so you know, that's actually a normal thing for autopsies. The human brain's kind of like the consistency of really thick yogurt or Jello. It's, you can poke your finger right, right through it.
Really?
So when they do an autopsy, they'll actually let the brain set for about 2 or 3 weeks in a solution.
Harden it up.
To harden it up.
Yeah.
So that way they can actually slice it and examine it.
I didn't know brains were so mushy.
So, you know, that priest was a retard when he said that, you know, that they'd fucked up or something like that. They were actually doing what's fairly normal. I don't know if you remember or not, but with Uncle Fisty, or I mean Michael Jackson, there was some controversy over that because his family discovered that his brain had not been buried with his body. So, you know, same shit. Fucking idiots don't know what's going on. But anyway, have a good one, man, and bye.
I love when smart people call in with useful information. Isn't that guy?
Hey, Timmy Boo.
You're all about brains.
Hey, Timmy Boo, what it do? I miss you. 8 Seconds J. I'm actually coming out here in Denver on a 16th Street Mall. And
have you ever met Sophia, the tranny listener? I don't know if she still listens to the program or not, but you guys should hook up.
I've been,
and by hook up, I mean, you know, meet. You know, you don't have to fuck her.
I've been on a work trip.
Unless you want to.
And you seem to be playing less episodes while I'm here in Denver when I need you the most.
Ah, listen.
So that's why I said
they're just posted a little
anyway,
bit later,
shout
different
out to
times.
My Arizona freaky geekies.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them I hear that call into that voicemail a couple times out from Tucson and Mesa and Apache Junction. You know, my Arizona freaky geekies, booyah, jagoo.
All right. Well, I will do my best to continue producing fine content for you.
Hey, Tim, it's Miriam, your favorite female sideshow freak.
Okay.
And I was just calling to say that you shouldn't let people hate on you for watching Inuyasha. Rumiko Takahashi is a classic anime artist, manga artist.
Yeah.
Even though Inuyasha isn't that great, she did do some good older stuff. What I'll do, Tim, is I'll send you an email that tells you everything about anime that you ever wanted to know, and you should pick
up. Yeah, you should, because I have friends who are into anime and always looking for good shit, I guess.
Timothy James Henson. I just wanted to say hi. Okay.
Oh. Well, hello. How are you? Message me back. Lols. XOXO.
This is Bob from North Carolina.
Hi, Bob.
My college is doing, like, some kind of gay pride thing where we, like, honor those.
Do you want me to come and speak? Oh, how great. Why can't I ever get invited to these things? No. Oh.
Seriously, when do we honor the stupidity of people hanging out in the wrong group?
What?
Isn't that some kind of form of natural selection? Anyway, I told you this because I figured you got a good rant on it.
Well, look, I'm upset because I never get invited or honored anymore. I mean, I don't know what these people think I'm going to do. I mean, I'm a huge media darling. I can bring lots of attention. I'm entertaining. I would definitely give a speech that you would not forget. That's probably why they don't want me. I don't know why I'm not asked to be like the honoree of like gay pride parades. Like, I want to be at the end of the float with a sash, you know,
being honored for my,
all the work I do for gay rights. The only work I do for gay rights really is finding cum fart videos. Play for you guys. What is this guy talking about? I'm not paying any attention, and he's meowing.
Hey, Tim, I know that one kid calling from Iowa. I can tell by his voice. He really hates me. He's been calling him before. He called him before the whole Putin thing. That's where the thing the listener came into play of Stored View. I've been actually very glad with all my entire experience with the Sideshow. I've been very happy with all of your content, and I've been listening to the archives right now. Since midterm season started here at college, and while doing my work, I can listen to all your awesome archives. All right. Bye, Tim.
A little endorsement for the Sideshow. See?
Jagoo, Tim, and Boo. This is Sideshow member Banger from Mesa, Arizona.
Hello.
You know, Tim, when you lived on this earth long enough, you're bound to have a few regrets. You know, maybe you didn't stick up for
every
yourself when you were a kid against some bully. Maybe you grew up to marry some bitch who sleeps with half the neighborhood. You know, hey, maybe you caught the clap from a hooker in Vegas. You know, it happens to the best of us. But you know one thing I've never regretted, Tim? Signing up for the Sideshow.
Oh, my God.
$5 a month or $50 a year. And let's be honest, freaks. You know, this man doesn't have any actual discernible skills or talent.
That's right.
You know.
Consider it. This is like a form of welfare.
You, but I don't want him in my neighborhood, so, you know.
Yes. Bug. Keep me locked away in my basement producing content. And the best way you can do that is by signing up for the Sideshow, you see? The more I'm doing this program, the less I'm, you know, casing elementary schools.
Hey, Tim. Got some Glenn's Falls here. I was just wondering, do you watch the Biggest Loser on TV?
No, never got into that.
I think it's fucking hilarious watching those fat people either, like, fall down.
I bet you Cheryl Murkowski watches that show.
Or just, like...
Although they might not be fat enough for her. Like, Cheryl really responds to... morbidly
fly
obese,
or be exhausted. Like, I don't know. I wasn't sure if you were into it or not. All right, Jigu.
Yeah, she really likes the fatties.
Timothy James Stinson. I just remember Dan from Texas calling.
I know that voice.
He's calling to say hello.
Very good. Nice. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. Is it OH-GOD?
I want to breastfeed you here on these big lips.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now because tomorrow's program will be exclusive. We will see you back on Friday then to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.